radio is turning KROX. Let's go, 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 let's go.
Yeah, welcome to the program. Just Matt and CJ right off the bat, Matt.
Absolutely. So
I gotta ask.
Okay, and I will probably have an answer.
Are you sure you killed that rat?
Absolutely positive I killed that rat, and I know that from the smell coming from the garbage can. Luckily, pickup is tomorrow.
Okay, well, maybe not the specific rat, but the, what do you call them, attic rat. The roof rat problem has followed us to the radio station.
Sure?
Yes. Apparently, there's been a rat spotted. It's above the promotions department, and yesterday I walked over there to say hello to everyone, do a bit of glad handing, and one of our coworkers has orange medical gloves on and a pair of scissors and a hammer, and is going to climb up into the roof to get the rat.
They're positive it's a rat?
The rat's been spotted.
And it's in promotions?
And there's noises above up in the ceiling.
But in promotions?
Yes.
Huh. I wonder how it found its way down from sales.
Woo! Take that, sales team!
Damn!
Get us some damn money!
Woo!
But I just think it's hilarious that we're sending a bunch of, you know, 20-year-olds to exterminate a rat problem. And also that, I don't know if you know about the building, but it's floating ceilings.
No, I know how it works.
You can't get up there and
well, here's
stand
the other
on
thing
anything.
That's goofy. We're not sending 20-year-olds to do anything. I mean, they could simply just tell Chuck, who's in charge of the building, and he'll have a
exterminator come out and take
what
care of
happened
it.
What happened is, we all know what's going on. It's the middle of the week, and there's no blues on the green, which means that our promotions department has a little bit of downtime. I know this because I used to
They're
walk.
Bored.
They, remember, you used to be included in that department.
Oh, yeah.
And I would walk through there midweek, and you would be playing a trumpet you had bought for 75 cents off the internet or something. Like, I just was always like, what goes on in this department? What do you guys do? Now, if there's an event going on, I know what you do. You guys hustle and you work your asses off for like three straight days, mm-hmm. solidly.
And at the event, we get hammered.
And then you're hungover.
For the next 2 days at work, it's people showing up at noon just bleary-eyed and tired. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But I just thought it was hilarious that right after you take care of your rat problem, suddenly we got another one
you
in the building.
You think it's the ghost of the rat I killed?
It could be. It is spooky season.
Nah, don't worry. It's not spooky season. I mean, it is spooky season, but it's not the ghost of the rat. I got a rat, I'm going to say that, in my garage that you saw. Just to be safe, whenever there's one rat,
there's always
rats
another.
Just rarely are hanging out by themselves, right? So I put the traps out just one more time, put some nuts in there, nuts, and left them out and checked again today, and the nuts are gone, but the traps are not snatched.
Have not been.
which could mean a lot of things. But most likely it means I got either a smart rat or I've got some mice in there too, maybe. Mice, they won't trigger
a big heavy
headache.
Enough to trigger a rat trap, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it's in the building, and I've told them if they need an exterminator professional to come find you,
I'll do it.
And your Red Rider
zero,
BB gun.
I got zero. I got very much faith in me. I got zero qualms. I will kill a rat.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today is the greatest because two very American inventions came to the public's attention today.
I like it. I already like where we're headed. I love inventions. I love America. I'm hoping one of these is Cracker Jacks.
Something even better. The first invention, I'm going to say electricity. Naturally, it wasn't something we invented, but American patriot and hero Ben Franklin famously flew a kite during a lightning storm with the key on it.
That was today?
Well, it was actually today when the Pennsylvania Gazette published his account of this, and that's when we knew lightning could make electricity. And you know, I think a month later they had like light bulbs and stuff.
So back then you could do something, but the Pennsylvania Gazette was essentially
how they found out about it.
It's like doing it for the gram.
TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it wasn't real unless you made it to the Gazette, and then everyone talked about it.
And then it was the big thing.
If you were out in a field electrocuting yourself with a kite and a key, nobody cared. You were just, oh, that's Crazy Ben.
There he goes.
Crazy Ben out there when he's not having babies with unwed
with
mothers.
French women.
he's out there with that key.
So, great advancement. Where would we be today without electricity? We wouldn't have radio. We wouldn't have any of this stuff. But
we wouldn't be able to electrocute people.
When they kill people. That's
yeah,
a great
we function. Wouldn't have electric. The electric car. We wouldn't have. Oh, we wouldn't have Elon
Tesla,
Musk.
Dude. I know.
Oh, think of the city without Elon.
So thank you very much, Ben Franklin. We appreciate it. But I'm going to say that that invention is overshadowed by something else that came to light on this day in history.
Wait, bigger invention than electricity for
bigger,
America.
Better invention.
Okay. Can I guess?
Yes.
Guns?
That's very American, but that didn't come out today.
Oh.
And that was probably gunpowder invented more in like China or something.
How about the working shake machine at a McDonald's? Still hasn't been invented.
You're getting
Sorry.
Closer. No. Today in history was the invention of the chicken and waffles. One of the greatest meal combinations that have ever been assembled. Absolutely tasty when you are drunk, trying to sober up at one of your late night cafes here around town. This was
now, can they confirm that chicken and waffles were invented today?
I mean, it said so on history.com and on Wikipedia, so I'm not questioning
it. Yeah, why would you fight that?
And of course, as a famous radio host, Matt and CJ, if anyone out there works at a restaurant that wants to lend us some chicken and waffles, we would love to celebrate that today. Even though it is October, I think maybe we could still, wrap it up in a tortilla.
Yeah, now tell me a little bit about the story. This wasn't, I want to know background. Don't just tell me it was invented today.
Well, it says the exact origins are unknown.
Okay, so
waffles more entered cuisine in the 1600s.
Yeah.
And then
so did chicken way before that.
This kind of food started getting popular in the 1800s outside of Philadelphia, where they first served waffles with fried catfish, and then eventually, which just sounds disgusting. Cornmeal batter and waffles, no. But
still sounds wonderful, actually.
But then the dish became a popular Dutch Sunday dish, and in 1901, they just combined them together, just popped one on top of the other, and that's when chicken and waffles became a thing.
In 1901?
And when 1901 was the first time it was written about.
Okay, first time it was written about.
Very similar to the
Let's clarify if we're going to do this segment.
Yeah.
Maybe you should stop lying to the people. You said it got invented today. And really what you meant, both of these stories, neither of the things was invented or even discovered today. It's just the first time. Was this in the Philadelphia Gazette?
No, by then it was in some other, the Pennsylvania Dutch.
That's the name of a magazine?
Yeah.
You're just making... CJ, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Did you briefly just kind of browse the headlines on these two things and forget to read about them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. My bad. I get it.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
CJ, you're not so jaded you can't enjoy a feel-good story, are you? There's one happen
right here. Sure. You know, that stuff does get me emotional in a good way. But I feel like so many times when you see it on the internet, it's staged or fake or leaned into.
Let me tell you the story that happened here in Austin.
Okay.
And I want you to understand why I like it. I just like when the community comes together to help somebody, because when I first moved to Austin, it was a much smaller city and it still kind of had... I came from a much larger city. Came here on purpose. Smaller city. It felt smaller.
Better.
City.
Yeah.
Now it feels big city. And I like when things return to, these
community.
Moments where we can take care of one another. I think it's the only way forward. So there's a gentleman. Let me see if I can look up his name. Philip. His name is Philip Wiggins. And Army vet. Was homeless for a while. And kind of got back on his feet. Had a mobile shoe shine business going on.
Okay.
Right? So he'd bike around downtown at different locations. Pretty smart idea,
pop
actually.
Pop outside of the bank. Someone comes down from lunch.
I think it's even more than that. You go to the building, you put up a thing saying, I'll be here from Wednesday from whatever, whatever. If you got shoes, bring them in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll shine them all at once. You know what I mean? It's a good hustle. It's a good
way
to make some dough. Smart. Goes in the other day, you get a cool, refreshing beverage from my place. And he comes back out. someone has absconded with the bike and a trailer.
Oh, man. His trailer, too?
Well, the trailer's where all the stuff is. Yeah, now he managed to find the trailer later on down the street, but the bike was gone for good. And so now it has kind of put him out of work again. Story made it into the news. Some local Austinites put up a GoFundMe. Got money. Boom. Got the guy another bike. We'll go to the KXAN story. We'll hear a little bit of it.
I'm grateful for all the community support that I've gotten.
Baldwin started a GoFundMe to replace Wiggins' bike.
Oh, my goodness.
The community pitched in, and they quickly reached the goal. Baldwin ordered Wiggins an electric bike.
Could I give it a whirl?
Yeah.
One that would help Wiggins haul his shoeshine cart.
I feel blessed. Really blessed to be back, to able to go back to work.
Makes me feel great.
Yeah, that one got me. That's good.
Did it make you feel good?
Yeah, because it wasn't like you were just stealing a bicycle outside of a condo of some, you know, rich yuppie. Even then, it's not okay.
No,
but
even if you're a rich yuppie, you don't deserve to have your things stolen.
Stolen, no.
Okay?
And it is a big problem downtown.
It's funny because it's kind of how my brain was why would you steal? If you're looking at a bike and you can see that it's got a shoeshine kit attached, like your brain has to, are you an idiot?
Dude, I think it's probably drugs when it comes down to stuff like that. I mean, I'm guessing if he had a bicycle attached to a shoeshine cart, it wasn't the most expensive bike in the world.
Wow, judgy much?
I mean, I'm just saying. I think that's just drugs. People grab anything they can to sell pieces of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, I don't know. I heard this story. It made me feel good. Like, oh, you know, it takes so little to look after one another. And yeah, and to look after each other here in the community. And frankly, the city is always better when we look after one another. I know you're going to make fun of me a little bit for having feelings. You're a little jaded. You're going to be like, what a puss, dude. Why do you feel that way? Humans are to S all over and to beat up. And I generally, that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I think it's nice to be kind to each other.
I'm even going to tie it back to something we talked about yesterday. Hope Punk, with KXA and sharing this news story, it wasn't all doom and gloom and pandemic. It was something local that is feel good and that inspires others to be like, hey, the world's not crap and it's not ending. It's like, oh, there's still some good out there.
What if the two jaded guys like us, what if we find things in the community where we could help? Should we do that?
I think so. I think so.
Nah, dude. Let's go to the bar instead of just have a couple of drinks or something like that.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Over the last couple of years, there's been several lists of the top television shows of all time.
Okay.
This year, the BBC and a team of professional film critics, writers, decided to make their own list of
top
100 television shows of all time. And
love it as an idea so that we can disagree with it.
Yeah, I absolutely disagree with it. And there is one thing that has been left out that I'm almost pissed about, and it almost makes me want to discredit this entire list.
Okay.
All right, figured we're not going to go through all 100, so
no, please,
I'll just
don't.
do the top 10.
Okay.
The show that just returned yesterday, Succession, which I watched a little bit of, couldn't get
Never
hooked on
it.
That. The Office, the UK version, which
okay.
I did love. The Americans, which I think were about a couple of spies that were Russians or something. Never watched that. The Leftovers, which I believe was the show where...
Is this stuff that's just streaming right now, or is this of all time?
This is of all time, but all these at the top are pretty new. The Leftovers, I feel like, was that religious one where the rapture
had three seasons and we weren't quite sure and it just ended. Okay.
I May Destroy You. No clue what that is.
I'm familiar, but are you sure that this list says best TV shows of all time? Because these are all in the last 5 years.
Well, I mean, if you scroll down, you'll get a lot of older ones. Yeah, I mean, we got Curb Your Enthusiasm here. We've got Lost. You've got one of my favorites, Deadwood. I mean...
Curb isn't in the top 10?
No. Curb is actually number 21.
I have to know who wrote this list. Okay, continue.
Just because this one has to be top 10 at least, maybe a little high. Game of Thrones started strong, ended kind of weak. But you know me, I'm a what they call sword and sorcery type of guy, type of fellow. Love that medieval stuff. This one's kind of, I watched this show because my fiance liked it and I wasn't totally into it, but it's also not for me. Because I'm a white male, Fleabag is ranked number four.
I could say this list is from the BBC. Is that what you said?
The BBC.
Okay, it's making a little sense now.
A little drier, but I'm telling you, what's been excluded is insane. Breaking Bad at number three. I don't have a problem with that, even though I never finished that show, because every time I get through like season three, it makes me so anxious and stressed that I can't watch it, and then I can't sleep at night because I have weird Breaking Bad meth dreams. Number two, also another, you know, groundbreaking one everyone loved, Mad Men. Hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Number one, enjoyed this one too, The Wire.
Okay.
Which should be number two.
No Sopranos in the top 10.
That's it.
Is that the one you're going to go with?
That is the glaring one that pisses me off.
That's bizarre to me. No, no Sopranos in the top 10.
Not only is Sopranos not in the top 10, it's not on the damn list. Of 100 television programs, Sopranos is not on the list.
Did it have to be produced by a certain thing or show somewhere? Did you read the rules that they had? Because... boy, this is shocking.
Dude, it is. Big Bang Theory's at number 56.
All right. Well, this was written by some idiots. Big Bang Theory is absolute trash television.
You've got Sunny on there. You've got Dexter. You've got How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
Narcos.
It's just getting worse and worse.
Rick and Morty.
What's the average age of the person? 22 that wrote this?
I have no clue. They just said their panel of
panel
critics.
Panel of idiots?
Critics and writers. Yeah. No, you know what else is missing from there besides
Simpsons?
Sopranos? Simpsons aren't on there. What is that other gangster show that was based in Atlantic City? You know what I'm talking about, with Steve Buscemi?
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire is not on this list either. And neither is Peaky Blinders, so maybe they just didn't like mafioso style stuff.
Quick question. Yeah. Where is Designing Women on this list?
Oh. You know what? I'm going to have to do a little more research and get back to you.
You got to start doing your research. You can't just read the headlines and come in here, CJ.
Yeah, I
need you to know what's happening.
Oh, Sybil made it, though.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Well, folks, now you know what it was like to be a caveman, because you are alive at a time when they've invented, or should I say reinvented, the wheel. Time for the green scene, talking to you about things that are happening, you know, with tech and all things green, and they have basically a company out of Arizona has come up with a company called Global Air Cylinder Wheels, has literally reinvented the wheel. They got something out now called the Air Suspension Wheel, and I was looking at it. It's pretty awesome. Right now, tires are extremely impossible. Not impossible. I shouldn't use that word. Extremely difficult to recycle.
Oh,
that's why they tend to end up as
tire swings or tire fires.
Exactly.
Or if you ever go to a carnival and there's a sharp corner edge somewhere, you'll just see half of a tire cut over top of it.
They're also the only things that you can have to play on at an unaccredited daycare.
Yeah.
and they also make great treads on the sandals you buy when you go to Cancun with some friends.
CrossFit places use them too.
I guess.
Yeah.
But really, they estimate that about 30% of what's called microplastics, it's the stuff that really pollutes the oceans and is very dangerous. Almost 30% of it is made up of just tires that have worn down and are broken down, and we don't know what to do with it. And sometimes these tire fires can burn literally for
a long
decades.
Time.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a Simpsons episode where they just have the great tire fire.
Probably.
I mean, they do everything. So this is a good thing. This is
great, because this is fully recyclable. It's a steel wheel, but it has these treads on it. And it's so hard to explain over the radio, but if you were to be looking at a tire on your car, imagine if you look through the wall of the tire and then almost kind of like there was an octagon behind that tire of small... shock absorbers, Okay. But they don't run from the hub outward. They run kind of from just like if you placed a stop sign inside your tire and we're looking at it. It's really...
Like, almost like spokes?
No. No, not like spokes. I said they don't run from the hub outward.
That would be
like spokes. They run... Imagine if you took a stop sign and you ran shock absorbers along the outside of the stop sign and then just place that in the middle of your tire. They kind of go from side to side... From tread to tread on the tire. It's very hard to explain.
I'm going
to
be honest. This sounds like something that someone came up with in a dorm room after getting high.
They may have,
but they are using it.
It has lower rolling resistance. You know what rolling resistance is?
When a tire rolls over something that is resisting it?
Well, do you remember when you would be on your bike as a kid and it would be so hard to pedal because the tires were really low and you'd ask your dad to pump it up and your dad was like drinking and watching TV and he's like, I will later. And then when he finally got there and he pumped them up for you, like you felt like you were a madman.
Yeah.
You could go so fast. That's lower rolling resistance. A lot of these tires, too, on these huge, huge... You ever seen those gigantic dump trucks? They don't go on the road. They're only in, like, quarries and stuff like that. Those tires can cost $75,000 a piece. They only last for, like, 3 months before they wear down.
No way.
And then there's nowhere to go with them, yeah. This new kind...
Again, except for CrossFit gyms.
Exactly. Now, this new style, you would just replace the tread on it, whatever. Anyway, the thing is pretty genius. They're saying that they're trying to get Tesla to look at it. To start putting them on Teslas because that reduced rolling resistance, they'd probably get about 30% more distance out of a charge on a car than they currently do.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
I mean, with this whole segment all week, you've brought in a lot of great green inventions. Can I task you with bringing a crummy one in tomorrow?
Absolutely.
I think we've been too positive here.
Okay, I will find some real negatives for you tomorrow.
Thank you.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Well, I guess we hate cooking again as Americans. No longer into it. It's not fun anymore. It sucks.
From looking around, I don't think we hate eating any less. Is it just the act of cooking?
Well, basically it has to do with COVID. 35% of Americans say the pandemic has exhausted their love of cooking. And just under 40% say their patience in the kitchen is at an all-time low. And I completely understand this because I saw a bunch of people posting on Facebook during the pandemic, making trash gardens, learning how to cook new things. I started pickling.
Right.
And I also started getting into sourdough.
Oh, everybody did a sourdough starter.
Yes,
I forgot about that.
Everyone started doing this. Guess when the last time I pickled or made something out of sourdough was?
A year ago.
Yeah. So I get that a little bit. This survey just says that people are, quote, exhausted their love for cooking. And that makes sense because I guess if you were at home, you really couldn't go out and eat. It's expensive to order in food. You're going to cook.
Yeah.
And now it's like I can go out. It's cheap to something. F it.
Is it cheap to favor something?
Yes and no. So what I've noticed on Favor recently is they're offering a lot more coupons and discounts. Same with like DoorDash. But what's happening is they have a lack of drivers.
Okay.
So it's become cheaper if you get a driver, but there are options, especially on DoorDash, to pay more now to have something picked up sooner.
Okay.
Yeah,
I see where that's headed. It's a lot of underwriting is what that sounds like. It's kind of the same thing that like Uber did where they were underwriting all of their rides to get you over there. Now they've jacked the prices up to what they really were costing.
Yeah.
And cabs would have been still remain a lot cheaper. I like cooking. I don't do it nearly as much now because we're working later where we now go to 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it gets tough. That's basically I come home and I try to cook something right away, but it's so easy to do.
My favorite part of a restaurant really is not having somebody else cook for me. It's really just getting out of the house and hanging out, even if I'm with my family or, you know, going out with friends. That part I still kind of miss, and I don't feel like it's fully come back the same way.
It felt like we got a moment where it was free and then just came crashing down.
Well,
and
even
like,
then, though, I mean, you were going to restaurants, and you could tell that they were understaffed. You worked service. I worked service. I have a hard time not internalizing it when I know somebody's in the weeds and they're getting hammered, right? And I'm like, oh, you did not schedule enough front of house. This person, my server is swamped
getting
right now.
Beat down.
Yeah, so then it's hard for me to enjoy myself because it's like, I remember what it's like to be there. Do you know what I mean? When you're just like, and I'm like, oh man, this sucks for that person.
I've also noticed that some of my favorite places, Haymaker being one I can think of off the top of my head, have seemingly, I'm guessing, cut their menus down.
Sure.
Just to make it simpler because...
It may be part of it may be simpler.
There's not as much stuff in the supply chain.
I've also noticed from some people I know who work in kitchens that the supply chain, as you talk about, the cost of goods has gone up so high that a lot of restaurants, instead of even just trying to like raise prices or whatever, they've just done away with those
items.
They've
cut an item out. Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're not going to serve that because there's no way for us to serve it and make any money on it.
Yeah.
So it's just pimento cheese sandwiches for all of you from now on.
I will say I minorly panicked during the pandemic and then during the snowstorm. So I'm not a prepper, but I've always had like a big thing of frozen meat, a big thing of rice, a bunch of canned food.
And swords.
I'm ready for it. But whenever after the pandemic and the snowstorm, I kind of took inventory of what I had, specifically during the big snowstorm. I was like, oh, well, you know, I can still cook all this stuff. And I looked at like the canned food was expired. All my like emergency ration stuff expired.
That stuff doesn't expire,
dude. The meat I had in the fridge, the meat I had in the freezer expired. So I went back through another cycle of buying a bunch of emergency stuff.
I guarantee you, if zombies are coming after you, you'll eat some expired corn.
Oh, yeah. Or 20 pounds of freezer burnt meat.
Hell yeah.
Easily.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing because my fiance's dad did go elk hunting recently.
Ooh, and that's different,
though,
dude.
He loves to unload that stuff on me.
Everyone loves to unload their hunt meat on you, whether you want it or not.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Where are the most haunted places in Austin?
Oh, there are so many scary ones. I found a few I want to share with you tomorrow, but you got a full list.
I do, and I'll make time for you tomorrow because I'd love to hear yours as well. So far, we've covered hotels. Mm-hmm. We've covered some places on UT campus, old homes. We've covered scary restaurants. But we have yet to cover, and you knew we would at some point, cemetery. Do you know where Oakwood Cemetery is?
I do not.
If you are on the upper deck, of I-35 and you're equal to a Dishfalk Field, in between Dishfalk Field, right across from MLK, there's a giant cemetery.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And don't be confused because there's the Mount Calvary Cemetery, which is only like three blocks away. Mount Calvary Cemetery is directly across the freeway from the UT football team's practice fields.
Ooh.
And they're not haunted, but the practice fields are haunted.
Clearly.
But the Oakwood Cemetery is Austin's oldest city-owned cemetery. And because it's city-owned, there are a lot of people who settled Austin that are buried there. Also, guess what? Are you familiar with the Servant Girl murders?
Man, it does sound familiar.
You should look into it.
Okay.
It's considered to be one of America's first serial killers. Now, it should be clarified on that because there were probably serial killers before that, but it's certainly the first one that made the news in the daytime.
Hugely publicized. Okay.
And got called a serial killer and was being discussed in that way. There are, in fact, a lot of people who have studied. I don't know whether it's true or not. But they had been able to put dates together, and there is some suggestion that the person who was responsible for the Austin
Can I guess what you're going to say?
Servant Girl murders here in town was also...
Jack the Ripper.
Correct.
Okay, I have heard about this story.
Okay. Well, the victims of the Servant Girl murders are buried in Oakwood Cemetery.
Oh!
Also, it's just creepy because the way we used to treat the dead was quite different back in the day. Now you have a headstone and it says, great dad, uncle, and friend.
And like a engraved photo.
Or sometimes
something
there's an
really
engraved,
nice.
You know, there's pheasants and somebody hunting, you know what I mean? Like to try to give a picture of who this person was. But in the old days, there are headstones out there that just have skulls on them, carved into them, and bones.
It's spooky old cemeteries.
Really odd, half underground, half above ground mausoleums and crypts. I mean, it is, if you've ever gone out there and walked through it, and you can, it has a real creep factor to it. Real creep
factor. Old cemeteries do. I mean, the one in Terlingua. I also went to one in New York City, New York State, which was the inspiration, whatever this town was the inspiration for the Sleepy Hollow kind of stories, I think. But it had a really old cemetery, and you're absolutely right. Like, they wanted to scare the S out of people walking around. I mean, giant gargoyles on top of them. It's spooky.
It's pretty horrifying. Anyway, I've been out to that cemetery before. I've gone out there a couple times to walk the dog, as you can, I mean, you're probably not supposed to, but go off leash. Whatever. But I've been out there before at night where I'm like, and you know that thing where you start to talk to your brain where you're like, dude,
don't be dumb.
Nothing. There's no such thing as a ghost. You're fine. But you're also like, but let's go ahead and get out of here. Let's go ahead. It's time to get out of here.
Just in case. Just get out of here. I'm angry. I'm jealous. The Lady of the Lake has not chosen me to be king. This is your nerd report.
You are a huge nerd.
Nerd report.
I brought this story in because I needed people to stop sending it to me on social media. But
did everyone just go crazy this morning?
Dude, you know it. But it's pretty cool. Amateur diver found a 900-year-old sword dating possibly back to the time of the Crusades in the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Absolutely amazing. Got a little news story about it.
Discovery in the waters off northern Israel. An amateur diver found a sword believed to have been used by a crusader knight about 900 years ago. The Crusades, which lasted centuries, were a series of religious wars between European Christians and Middle Eastern Muslims. Well, the jewel-encrusted sword, it needs to be cleaned up, you can tell. And then they say they're going to put it on display.
Put it on display, my ass. I'm selling that thing. Or no, I don't know. I'm putting it on display. Imagine just coming into my house, Matt, and instead of seeing the cheap Renfair swords I have now, seeing that bad boy hanging on the wall.
I don't really see a difference, to be honest with you, because this thing is covered in
barnacles, shells,
and, all kinds
coral.
Of crap. I mean, they say that it's jewel encrusted. How do they know?
Yeah, I don't know that either. I mean, I assume they haven't been able to do X-rays or a comprehensive study yet, but pretty cool. A 900-year-old crusader sword found. You now can stop sending me that article. Absolutely fascinating that this Israeli diver found that. By the way, Matt, do you know in antiquity what they used to call the area of Israel, Lebanon, Syria? What the name for it was?
Yes, future war zone.
It's the Levant, but yeah, that works.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
What's happening?
Oh, sorry. I was on Facebook arguing with my friends from Amarillo.
Oh, how's that going?
Never that good.
Yeah.
I'm told Facebook's going to be changing their name.
Sorry, I blanked.
That's okay.
Well, the reports saying, hey, Facebook wants to maybe change their name. They want to reflect more that they're moving into the space of the metaverse. Are you familiar with the metaverse?
Is it going to frustrate me? Explain it, please.
Well, this whole idea that we're going to just start living our whole lives
in a cloud,
in make-believe land. You know, they bought Oculus some years ago, and they're saying that, create an online avatar. That online avatar will be interacting with people all around the world. And in the future, you know, you may not even go to the office. You may have an avatar that goes to a make-believe
Zoom
office
meeting.
And you're in a 3D world, and so they want to reflect that more. I don't know if that's wholly true. I also don't know if it's wholly true that they want to
deflect.
If they want a new name, not to just because they're just like, look, everybody hates Facebook.
Yeah. They're mad at us right now. We need to do something else. Just like, what was it when our big competitor that owns all the radio stations, Clear Channel,
now it's iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
And nobody, like, everybody, and people are still like, yeah, I like iHeart, but man, I hate that big evil
Clear Channel.
Like, that's the same.
Same company.
Changed their name.
That's
all
the company that ruined radio.
Do you think that there are good names out there for them to change to? Like, should they just go should they lean into it and rename it Fight Book? You know what I mean? And just say, like, hey, look, we know what it's all about. I mean, what's the name that reflects what they're most about? Right now, my Facebook primarily for the last 6 or 7 months has just been people posting up pictures and saying, we had to put our dog down last night, and so every day I wake up to another damn dead dog story, and it's just like, ugh.
So they should just call it the Rainbow Bridge. Yeah. That's what it's for. Or I like Fight Club.
No, Fight Book.
Fight Book, yeah.
Or you're trying to hook up, and that's a different F book, but I don't know how that goes. And, yeah, so it just seems like an odd thing to come out. I don't know. It's being reported, you know what I mean? And when I say it's being reported, sources...
kind of leaked something to somewhere.
They're having some big meeting next week, and they're saying that they may announce this new name to represent this new direction that they're headed in. Honestly, Facebook's whole marketing from the very beginning has been terrible. For a long time, it was called The Facebook, which was a terrible name. Then Facebook, which is still not a great name.
No.
That color blue is atrocious. I've never seen a good Facebook logo.
No.
Just so maybe.
Maybe they need a little bit of branding. I wish I could come up with some kind of Orwellian V for Vendetta company off the top of my head and make a pun with that, but that's where they should go with it.
You think about like Netflix, that big N. Mm-hmm. When they start a movie, you know you're at Netflix, that bold red.
You hear
red.
The sound whenever
Apple
you hit play.
Apple looks so clean. You like being in their realm or whatever. Facebook has always been a jumbled mess, and as soon as you figure out where everything is located, they change it. And you don't. Mm-hmm. Now you don't know where the buttons go or any of that. Break it up. There should be multiple Facebooks.
Facebook.
One of the Facebooks should go back to just being pictures of people's food
and
their cute animals, mm-hmm. and I'm here for that one. Another one you can is where you go if you want to fight
argue
with relatives,
and
I don't
space.
Want. So I'm out of that one. I don't have an interest in that one. And then another one can just be street fight videos, and I'll go check that one out. I like that part of Facebook.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
I don't have my Halloween costume yet, but I do know what I don't want to see when out trick or treating.
Cellulite.
Yes. That's going to be tough with me in a pair of tights. No,
I know.
The internet jerk I am, I put together some clickbait. I wrote the 12 Halloween costumes that finally need to be retired.
Oh, really? Okay.
A list of things that are overdone, annoying, just don't want to see them. They're so cliche. There's one of these people at every Halloween party. Okay.
All right.
Here's my list.
Here's the thing. This list, you might as well just start it off with Squid Games already. Do you know what I mean?
But that
it's
hasn't
going
happened
to be,
yet.
I mean, how many Squid Game costumes are we going to see this year?
Well, I am going to start it with throwing back to another big trend from last year that we didn't get, obviously, because of COVID. Anything Tiger King.
All right. Retired.
That ran itself into the ground.
Ooh, did it. That was a
quick.
Burst. Yeah.
And I also want to apologize because when I did my Tiger King voice, I realized I took your King Shark.
So, oh, King Shark.
Yeah. I was just doing King Shark and I ripped you off and I'm sorry, y'all.
It's okay. It's okay.
Harley Quinn. Even before the movies came out, the recent ones, there's a Harley Quinn every year.
Can I talk to you about something about why it shouldn't be retired?
Because she's hot.
Some of us, even though I'm not into any of the superhero movies, things like that, those tall socks on a girl and a baseball shirt, it really works.
Okay.
It really, really works.
We'll put a maybe next to this.
So hot baseball girl, can she stay?
Yeah,
and you just can't do the ponytails?
Hot 70s baseball girl.
Okay.
Next one is Bumblebee. It seems every year at some bar that's doing a big Halloween costume contest, there's that guy that has the Transformers Bumblebee outfit, and he always wins.
Right.
And he just goes from contest to contest to contest. Anything from The Office. Not creative, and the show's not funny, and you're not creative or funny.
Really? I dress up as Craig every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Old Greg. Also, just I drink Bailey's from a shoe from the Mighty Boosh.
I don't know what Gold Greg is
okay.
at all.
Well, never mind. Bob Ross. I see a normal Bob Ross. I see a slutty Bob Ross. I see takes on Bob Ross.
It sounds like you're a bit of a hater.
Yeah, dude, don't you know me?
Yeah, I do.
Another one that I see every year, Jack Sparrow.
I'm 100% behind
and
you on
this dude
one.
Is always annoying. He's always that guy.
The problem is not the costume, right? Because kids love the Jack Sparrow
costume.
It's a pirate,
costume. Yeah.
Pirate. It's really, you know, can be awesome. It's just, why is Jack Sparrow guy... It's a guy who can't stop being Jack Sparrow in public.
Yes.
Has to keep talking. And then it's like... Dude, stop.
It's those leftover Hunter S. Thompson fans that just really glommed onto this.
Yeah, maybe so, maybe so.
Mia Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
I'll fight you on this one, too.
Still kind of attractive, but I know.
The blunt haircut's very hot on ladies.
What about Adina and Patsy from the show Ab Fab?
Do you even... Here's the thing. This is why I think this is unfair, okay?
Okay.
Can I give you a reason why I think you might want to reconsider whatever?
Okay.
Say I go out trick-or-treating, and my kids are all dressed up.
Yeah.
And the adults decide not to dress up. None of the adults are dressed up. But my mother decides to join us to go trick-or-treating. You're going to yell at her for wearing either Adina or Patsy from AbFab, but it's just my mother being my mother.
Just being a normal.
Yeah, and I think it's unfair to just yell at her because she's going to be like, I don't understand what's happening.
Okay, we'll X that one out too. Daenerys Targaryen. I cannot deal with any more cheap wigs and stuffed dragons. That stupid inflatable T-Rex. The Purge.
Joker. Hate anything that catches on and does well.
Social media filters. CJ Morgan dressing skimpy. And then there are photos of me dressing skimpy every year because I couldn't think of anything else
to
wear.
You used to go topless almost every year. I'm looking at this album. How come you don't do that anymore?
Yeah, but I got a little
Everybody just calls you Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, I got a little tire around my tummy.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
We're supposed to talk about people behaving badly right now.
Ugly Americans.
Time for people behaving badly. I may have a weird take on this, but...
Okay, give it to me.
You know what rolling coal is?
Yeah, when you got a diesel truck and you...
You modify
the engine
in a way
smoke
so that,
everywhere.
Yeah, it blows a lot of dark black smoke. Of course, when we talked about it on the show before, over in Waller, that kid decided to try to roll coal on some cyclists.
Ran
over them and actually really injured them. Well, this new video has come out, and it's also... I'm having a really hard time finding the location of exactly where it was. But it's a Whataburger. It's clearly a Texas Whataburger, and it is clearly like a Friday night because I'm looking at mainly
high schoolers,
eighth graders or ninth graders, probably.
Okay,
just
okay.
And it's packed with probably just after a football game, something like that. It's kids eating whatever, and you see the door come open at the Whataburger. The glass door is just being held open by someone on the outside, and you're like, "What's going on?
Is he holding that door for someone?"
Yeah. You won't see exactly what's happening, but I want you to hear a little bit of what's happening.
Closing my eyes.
Okay.
Theater of the mind.
Okay. Guy opens a door, and now you listen. You can hear it, right?
Oh, my God.
That guy just basically backed his truck up. I say guy.
Person, but you know it's a dude.
But it's also a kid from that high school.
Still,
I guarantee he's from that high school or a nearby high school.
And so he rolled coal.
He floods the Whataburger almost instantly with just heavy, heavy diesel exhaust.
That would piss me off. I would put a patty melt through the back of his windshield. Window.
So this is supposed to be the segment about where we talk about how terrible people are, right?
Yeah, but you said you have an angle on this.
There's a little part of me that's just like, that finds it to be kind of funny.
I mean,
it's Texas, it's post football game. Nobody's going to die from this. It's not a knife fight.
I know.
There's no guns involved.
But all I'm thinking about is the poor workers and all that.
I hear you.
All those delicious Whataburgers sitting in the window waiting to be served. The fresh, hot French fries, open things of spicy ketchup, now ruined.
I 100% hear you. But they're also talking about we're going to track this person down. We're going to... we're going to prosecute them the full extent of the law. And I'm like, it's going to be a
like
kid.
A classy misdemeanor.
Yeah, and part of me just feels like you have to go, okay, here's the deal. We're going to put you up in our city somewhere, and everyone gets to roll coal on your face for a day. But we don't necessarily need to go to jail or whatever. Come on, let's just have some fun now.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
These drivers, how bad are Texas drivers?
Really bad, man. Really bad. And it's different in every city you're in. In Houston, you feel like you're going to get trampled over. In Dallas, everyone's going so damn fast. And in Austin, everyone just doesn't know how to drive at all.
Yeah, so you would just pretty much assume that Texas has, like, the worst drivers of any state, right?
Yeah, I mean, a road trip
would
tell you that.
You would be insanely wrong.
No, BS. What about the passing lane that
Nope. There's research conducted by a company called Quote Wizard. They're one of the people that helps to look at all kinds of things that are happening with insurance and what insurance rates should be. They look at all kinds of stuff. Accidents, DUIs, speeding tickets, other traffic citations. They've actually determined which state has the worst drivers, and it turns out...
Louisiana.
No, it turns out, well, I'm only looking at Texas, and it turns out that Texas has done extraordinarily well over the years. In fact, we're currently 19th place, so we're in the top 50% for best drivers in the country. That's kind of bad because in 2020, we were actually, like, fourth?
That surprises me because...
It shocks me.
Again, I...
Shocks and stuns.
I've driven from... Austin through Brownswood, all the way up through West Texas, through Lubbock to Amarillo, and it is nightmarish.
Yeah, I mean, generally, but also, like, I lived in L.A. for a while, and I will tell you...
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to watch a little bit of this report?
Yeah.
I don't have it trimmed down, so we'll just dive into it and hear it unedited? Okay.
Some pretty interesting statistics and findings about the Lone Star State, how we're actually not really the worst drivers in the country.
You know, since we've been doing this study, everybody thinks that their state has the worst drivers. And this is why we really wanted to do this, to find out, well, which state really has the worst drivers. Turns out Texas actually has some pretty good drivers. Right now, Texas has the 19th best drivers in the nation. The thing about that, though, is that in 2020, Texas had the fifth best drivers in the nation.
Okay, I stand corrected.
So Texas drivers are still good, but they've gotten worse in the last year.
We did something.
Yeah, I think the most interesting thing there is that he says, hey, every state thinks they have the worst drivers, which means we're just all annoyed by the people around us.
But come on, man. Have you ever been out on one of those hill country two-lane highways and traffic is backed up, and you've got someone behind you in a truck, and it's the double yellow lines for a while going uphill, blind view. You've got someone at the back of that line of traffic that cuts over in the left lane and just white knuckles it to pass everyone and just hopes that there's not a semi coming the other way.
Well, why aren't all those people moving over to the right the way that a courteous driver would?
I'm saying just two-lane highway. There is no shoulder. There is no, these are just these hill country roads. I mean, if you're going fast enough, why not?
Yeah, no, on my drive down to the valley always, people still, you never have to actually pass because most people get over to the right on the shoulder and just let you drive by.
Yeah.
Texas, I think, is still fairly courteous. If you've got some older drivers, I don't think younger drivers have learned a lot of the same lessons.
Yeah, stay in the right lane.
I know that we're very annoyed by our left lane drivers, the one that sit on the left lane. You're not. The law says even if you're going at the max speed limit, if someone's behind you, you have to move over.
You have to get over, yeah.
You have to move
over. People don't realize that.
Yeah, they think, well, I'm going to as fast as the speed limit is so I can stay right here. No, you can't. You have to move over. It's what the law is. It actually creates more traffic issues to have people go around you on the right. That said... I'm going to tell you straight up, this is one of the best states still to get people out of the left-hand lane. I've driven in other states where there is just zero concept and zero care of any kind of left-hand lane courtesy, and they don't even go the speed limit. You'll get someone going 30 miles an hour in the inside lane and just don't care. Yeah, hey, it's my lane. I own the lane. So anyway, sort of congratulations, Texas. I think it helps... drivers in this state knowing that at any moment anyone else in any other car could have a gun and kill you.
101X Matt and CJ.
All right, Matt, it's time to Win something! Our daily contest, and I'm going to be honest with you. Yesterday, I felt kind of bad that we had probably the best competitor that this show, Just Matt and CJ, has ever had.
Right. He was great. Loved him.
And what was his prize?
You give him a crappy bag of candy
corn. A crappy bag of candy corn. Not today. I went down to the promotions department and got a Kalahari Resorts and Conventions gift certificate that gets two adults into Tom Foolery's to play around, have fun all day long.
Sweet. And you're going to give that to the guy who won yesterday?
No, I'm going to give it to the people right now who are on the phone and ready to play the hit game.
Who's in the box?
What is in the box? It's very simple. Is this Rochelle?
Yes.
Hello, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you just want to chat for a while?
Or she doesn't, doesn't want to chat with you. She wants to play.
I'm down to chat.
Okay. Here's how you play the game. I have six boxes in front of me. Five of them filled with cruel horrors. One of them contains a prize hawk and your gift certificate. You got to open one of those boxes. Give me a number 1 through 6.
4.
Number 4?
This is not good radio!
Oh, that was actually just my conscience. Sorry, thank you for trying.
Sorry, Rochelle.
Matt, how are you?
Hey, doing all right.
Okay, box number 4 has already been opened, so 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6, which box should I open?
Let's go with number 2.
Number 2? Oh, man, you just got Rickrolled. Sorry, Matt. That leaves us right here with Kelly, right?
That's right.
All right, Kelly, boxes 2 and 4 have been opened. So 1, 3, 5, or 6, which box would you like me to open?
Let's go with 6.
Number 6, you're a winner! All right, congratulations, Kelly. Hooking you up with a gift certificate to Tom Foolery's out at Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. I'm going to put you on hold. Spencer's going to take your information. In the meanwhile, which two radio shock jocks are you rocking the boat with?
Don't put me on the spot right now.
Which two guys are you listening to?
Nobody knows the name of this show.
You do.
Us? What? What station are us two on?
101X.
Well, she could read radio. Right. Yeah. Nobody knows our names. That's an awesome feeling.
It's okay. Well, she...
I'm sorry.
She won the game.
You don't have to apologize. You're still helping us out by listening. I just, you know, even my kids don't know my name.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Well, you win anyways, and thanks for listening to... The Wacky Duo Dudes.
You totally rigged that, too. You were like, that leaves us with... You really, really kind of...
It's a contest of sound effects, Matt. All right. And Kelly, she's the champion of it. More stuff to win tomorrow. Will it be good? Will it be bad? We'll find out tomorrow with... Win! You're supposed to yell with
me. I know, but I'm deflated that nobody knows the name of the show.
Win something! On Just Matt and CJ.
Matt and CJ
are named
Matt and CJ.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
All right, Austin, gather up the family. It's the movie event you've all been waiting for. Of course, I'm talking about Babe Pig on the Operating Table.
I think I read this story. I know where you're going with this.
They have successfully taken a kidney out of a pig, and they have made it with a human being, and it has worked.
Didn't reject it, didn't fight it off.
Didn't reject it. In fact, it kind of accepted the kidney in a huge way. It's enormous. Enormous for medicine. Now, it's not as simple as they didn't just find any random pig on a farm and then say, hey, pig, look over there while they took a kidney. They actually have genetically modified some pigs. It has actually a special name. Let's see if I can find the name of these kinds of pigs. They're called like, GALSAFE, G-A-L, which has to do with a molecule that appears in some pigs, which has led in the past when they've tried to do any of this, instant rejection and death of the patients. Also, there are some people that have certain meat allergies. Turns out this kind of the meat from this pig, people don't have that allergy. So it's going to be able to help them out as
Super
well.
Super pigs. Man, let's be real, though. They need to grow a liver.
You are talking to the right person because I can tell you that they're going to have liver, eyes. They're going to be able to do all of it. with these gal-safe pigs. And then when I say they're going to be able to do it, now, first of all, this kidney was not put into a living human being. There was a patient who, she was brain dead.
Yeah.
The family agreed.
Donated body to science.
And they said, hey, look, she's brain dead, has functioning kidneys, but kidneys that have poor function. If we can do this and see, you know, it, you really could help out science. And the family agreed. Very thankful to that family because they put the kidney in, and sure enough, after about 3 days, they saw there's something called creatine or creatinine that it's something that your body's supposed to clean out, and if the levels are elevated, it means your kidneys aren't functioning. Well, that level started going down and down and
so
down very quickly.
The kidney
worked right away. So they want to go back to the drawing board. They're going to do a little more research, but eventually they'll be able to find some people who are kind of like in stage at life. And get those people to agree to it so they'll be able to talk about their experiences. And it won't be long. There are literally like 100,000 people waiting for a kidney transplant right now.
Oh, yeah. It's not easy.
And it's, I mean, a lot of people die waiting on that list. And if they're going to be able to do this and grow organs in pigs, now, of course, because the internet is an unserious place filled with unserious people, and we live in an unserious nation in unserious times. I'm reading the story, and sure enough, there were people underneath it saying that this is racist because certain cultures don't eat pigs, and so they wouldn't be able to accept the kidney.
Man.
And then I saw this huge fight ensue in the comments.
Are there, like, PETA people getting upset about it?
PETA people will obviously get upset about it because they're going to say, well, why would you raise a pig just to take its organs? And I would say, well, its meat is kind of one of the organs, and we do that at a very high rate. And yes, and also the idea that, you know, certain cultures are opposed to pig flesh, and so this is racist. Eat my scrunt. This is a really awesome thing to have happen. I have people in my family who have kidney disease, who have lived their lives. I've lost friends to kidney disease, and this is kind of a really awesome thing that I think may just be right around the corner. I say right around the corner in medical terms, five years or so.
A little while, yeah. But it still is incredible because,
well, the idea for this,
I've known people that are on dialysis treatment, and it's not pretty.
The idea for this only originated in 2020, the okay from the FDA. And so in less than a year, they've been able to actually get to the point where they can do this. So it's going to elevate and go and happen very fast. These gal-safe pigs or whatever, they will be able to use them. They think they'll be able to use for heart transplants, but not just the whole heart transplant. A lot of times you have an injured valve, and they'll be able just to remove the valve
and replace that,
and it'll graft back a lot better than any kind of plastic or anything that they're using right now. And so it could be kind of on the edge of some really big medical breakthroughs. If we can get the TikTokers to chill for a little bit.
Stop fighting about it. Question, though, if I wanted to get a bit of an upgrade, could I use one of those pigs to get a bigger hog? can you do that? Bigger hog? Some people call their wieners hogs.
Here's more from Jeff Matt and CJ. 101X.
Are you ready to be spinnertained?
That's spinnertainment.
I guess I'll have to make a sounder for myself
for
as
your
well.
Own, for your own segment. This is our faithful friend and producer, Spinny.
Yeah, by the way, you're listening to Just Matt and CJ.
Yeah, we should really mention that more. People just don't know the name.
Yeah, well, we forget to mention it. We've been having Spin come in for a little bit and chat with us because, one, we want you to get to know him. And then, secondly, we've been using him to do some production modules for us. And it's worked really well. Yesterday, you had a fan called right after Spinnertainment.
Yeah, that was fascinating. Yeah.
Young lady called and said she really liked having you on the air.
Yeah.
Enjoys spinning for all those of you that don't know. Also, does regular shifts on 101X for years.
Saturdays and Sundays, baby.
Used to be intern Spinny on the Morning X. Decades ago, you have a long history of 101X.
History here, yes.
Yes, very much so. But yeah, you're stuck working with us a-holes right now.
At least you guys are all right, you know?
Okay, we'll take it.
You know what? I love that you gave us all right. Not, hey, at least you guys are good or fun or anything. Just be
really
all right.
I
don't build you up too much here, okay?
Buttercup.
No.
Now, I have a question for you, Spin.
What's that?
It's kind of a deep question.
Oof.
An important question.
Oh, I'm scared.
What did we ask you yesterday to do for us today?
We asked you to kill yourself.
Oh, man, was
that
it?
No, that didn't happen at all.
That was the off-air conversation.
Yeah,
dude.
Let me edit that.
Thank you. I'm glad we got rid of that.
You asked me to change up the sounder, the bed for CJ's new segment.
That's right.
Today is the greatest.
Today is the greatest. So yesterday you made a sounder for us. We had a couple of notes that we thought. Can you play yesterday's sounder?
Sure can. This is yesterday's intro to Today's the Greatest.
Which I think we thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
Right. And then, cut the small child saying this day in history and bring down the music so CJ doesn't have to work as hard.
Yeah.
Talking over it, at least.
And then...
And keep the rock. Maybe take out the taps at the end.
Yeah, at some point. At some point, this keeps going and then ends with taps, which we both forgot about a little today.
We did, and it came on again today.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
So this is just the middle of our, you know how these rock and roll radio station sound effects are supposed to be all like lightning, wizards, and
yeah, and then, I do know.
The last 30 seconds of this ends with taps.
Well, so you went back to the drawing board.
Yes.
You got in there with the hammer, nails, drills.
A little bit of a chisel.
Saw. And you went back to work. So should we just fire this off? Do you have any introduction? Have anything to let us know?
No. Just fire it off. Let's see if you guys like it. I hope it's good.
When you do stuff like this, you'll get people that are super pissed off.
And at the end, there's just this sad little bugle boy. It's not always history, because sometimes it's the greatest day because it's like National Hot Dog Day or something.
Yeah, yeah. National Pet Day, National Dog Day, National Puppy Day, Hot Dog Day, National Bratwurst Day, Bratwurst Day, Hot Dog Day, Bratwurst Day. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Oh, my God. We can't use that as the intro, but that's so damn good.
That's my ringtone.
Oh, God. I love that you just captured that moment of when I was just completely drowning and just saying stuff on air to fill time. That's good.
You put the taps back in.
You left the taps.
That'll be the last time for the taps,
though. Oh, please. I hope it won't be. Will we have to play taps?
Put them into other things later in the future and surprise you guys.
Sneaking them into actual songs we play. Just throw taps on at the end.
Good job.
That was hilarious.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I did it for you.
It is unusable. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I love that you have a sense of humor and you're like, hey, guys, I'm not actually going to make something for you. But we'll see what happens tomorrow. During tomorrow's segment with Spencer.
When you do stuff like this, you'll get people that are super pissed off.
And at the end, there's just this sad little bugle boy. It's not always history, because sometimes it's the greatest day because it's like National Hot Dog Day or something.
Yeah, yeah. National Pet Day, National Dog Day, National Puppy Day, Hot Dog Day, National Bratwurst Day,
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Your Houston Astros are heading back to the World Series.
What?
I mean, not exactly yet. Shoot, dude. I shouldn't have said.
That's not funny.
The Red Sox just scored right after I said that, too. That's our boss man's team. I know you lived in Houston for a while, but currently the Astros had a big sixth inning. It's in the bottom of the seventh right now. They're up 7-1 over Boston. When we turned the mic on just now, it was 7-0. So I'm sorry.
I don't think you understand how baseball works for those of us who are baseball fans, and you do not ever declare a winner until it is done, baby.
I know.
That is a huge mistake of not understanding how baseball works. Don't ever do it again. Don't let it happen again.
I won't. I'm just, you know, I'm not an Astros fan.
Well, I'm not a fan. I'm not a CJ fan. I still put up with you.
Okay, fine.
There you go.
It could be potentially awkward, though, as our boss is Astros. Everyone in this building's Astros might end up facing my Atlanta Braves.
Nobody roots for the Atlanta Braves.
Are you kidding me?
Ted Turner doesn't even root for the Atlanta
Braves. Yeah, because they ousted his ass.
Nobody roots for the Atlanta Braves.
Dude, I disagree. In fact, even at ACL Fest, just wearing my Braves hat, I had so many people say what's up, give me high fives, and go Braves. A lot of people, and it's because when you were a kid, you had two channels. You had the Superstation in Atlanta and the WB whatever in Chicago, and you either watched Cubs games or Braves games.
This
I grew
is not
up
fair.
Watching the Braves.
You weren't wearing a regular ball cap. You have the Atlanta logo on one of those special helmets for, you know, head injury people. And so everyone was just like, hey, because they felt like you were like, you know.
Are you okay?
They thought you were on like doing like a Make-A-Wish or something out there at the festival. So they were being nice to you, but they weren't real.
No, this was part of their 2018 kits was the blackout uniforms. Ooh, Boston just scored again. Home run.
God, you are not a good person.
I'm
dude.
Just kidding. They didn't. It's
you
still
are not a good person.
It's still 7-1. Hey, man, I you know root for Houston. That was my fiance's grandmother's team. You know, so many friends are. I pull for the Rangers and I pull for Houston when they're not playing my Braves. So I'm sorry to curse. I knocked on wood. Everything's okay. I don't think they're gonna. It's the bottom of the seventh and they're up 6 runs. I think it'll be okay.
You really don't have a concept of how baseball works. Also, how come you don't root for the Austin MLB team?
Are you talking about the? Are you talking about Round Rock?
No, that's not MLB. Do you root for the Austin NFL team?
No.
About the Austin NBA team?
No.
How about the Austin NHL team?
No. You mean the Ice Bats? They're still around?
It's just funny to me that this city of this size has not attracted one of those franchises.
Well, I mean, after the success of Austin FC, and let's be real, that team is bad. They're not bad. They dominate games. They just can't put it in the net, so they lose a lot. But
they're not bad. They're just not winning.
Yeah, yes. After their success, I think more people might see that Austin could support another major league team. NBA, I don't know. Football, I don't know.
You know that the University of Texas athletic department has a hit squad, and anybody who starts talking about bringing a pro sports team here, that person ends up going on a trip and never coming back to Texas.
Ain't gonna happen.
I mean,
San Antonio will probably get an NFL team before we do, but we'll see. All right. Good day to you, sir. Oh,
is that how it works?
They just scored again.
Oh, God.
Go Stros, go Braves, just Matt and CJ back tomorrow. Changing some things up tomorrow, too, so I think you'll really, really like that, correct?
Oh, you're not going to be here? I got you so good.
Son of a bitch!
I got you so good, dude. Why don't you just lay down on the floor and die right now?
Podcast up after the show. Tell us how much we suck at just Matt and CJ on social media.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.